Srila Prabhupada. This is Mr. B.G. Koshi. He's the assistant editor of The Current, which is a weekly news magazine.
Current?
Current.
My jeans.
You want to set this table for me?
Yeah, it's not my clothes.
All right.
He can see this.
From the material world, it's totally different from the situation outside. We've been in the news with the festival, which was held and decided to try and see you. I decided to try and see you. There's been a lot of curiosity as to what the movement is about. Not only here, but abroad. Lot of controversy. I would like to know how this movement started. What gave you the idea? What is the background? And why it was called the Krishna Consciousness Movement? Is it a return to something very fundamental?
This movement is started to weave something to the whole human society about the real culture. And that is India's prerogative. India can give it. The whole world is in darkness of ignorance. So, India has expected after independence to give the real knowledge, but instead of giving them real knowledge, they become victimized by their glamour of materialism. So, I wanted that such a magnificent gift from the side of India itself remain uncontributed to the world. Let me try. This culture is based on Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, that of his name, Krishna consciousness. In India, practically every home, every person, every leader, they read Bhagavad Gita. But unfortunately, they do not understand in their life. Because the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita will find Krishna says, Dehi Nasmi Tatha Dehi Omar Devanila Tatha Dehantara Prati. This is the beginning. The first chastisement was given to Arjuna that you are talking like a pandit, but you are a rascal.
But you are a?
You are a rascal. because you are giving stress on the body. Asatyana Vishudasa. The body, the lump of matter, it is not the subject matter I'm discussing or learning to. It is a lump of matter. Now, this
machine.
This machine, so long it is working, it is valid. If it does not work, what is valid? It should have. Similarly, the machine is not important, but so long it is working, it is important. So we must know what is that working principle. That is knowledge. So, generally, people, they are embarrassed with the machine, this body. But they do not know what the power in the machine. Am I right or not?
Sure.
This is a wrong type of civilization. A civilization of ignorance. Animal civilization. It's like animals, a cat, a dog, a cow. It does not know what is the working principle in the body. So he is jumping and running as a dog, as a cat. And he appears to be very busy. Similarly, the modern civilization, they're jumping and running like cats and dogs, but does not know what is the principle which is helping you to jump and run. That is the beginning of the world. Asmin Deha, Dehina, the active principle is there within this body. So who knows it? Ask big, big leaders, big, big scholar of the world, Buddha. They are concerned with this body. Nobody is interested in the active principle within the body. What do they know about the body? The basic principle was wrong. Krishna speaking on the subject matter within the body, the active principle, they in us in the third world. Asmin Dehe, the Dehi, the owner of the body is there. Who knows it? Tell me. This is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita lesson. But one does not know what is the important thing in this body. Not this machine, but the power that is driving the machine. And still they are proud of becoming scholar of Bhagavad Gita, knower of Bhagavad Gita, and so on. This misconception, they are themselves in ignorance and they are keeping their followers in ignorance. Therefore no benefit has been derived from this culture of Bhagavad Gita. We wanted to give it to you.
This is what you have tried to do. Why is it necessary to concentrate on this name Krishna?
First of all, you understand what is the importance of this moment. Then you will understand Krishna. First of all, you have to know what is the important two things are there. One thing is this body, the machine. And the other thing is the power within the machine.
The driving
force.
But
you do not know what is the power. You are simply embarrassed with the machine. So just try to understand your position in ignorance. Yeah, as soon as the power with the machine is gone, it is useless. Everything is thrown away. lump of matter. So who is culturing I am.
Dr. Mehta? Sila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta and Prabhupada? Hi, Pakilam.
But.
No, he is not to pay respect to you, sir. Pay respect to you.
That's all right. But. Let him.
How are you?
The point is that if you keep yourself in ignorance, then what is the use of advancing further? If your basic principle is calculated wrong, then whatever you construct from that wrong background, everything is wrong. One mistake done in the beginning, then plus minus ultimately is wrong. So our Krishna consciousness means that unless you take seriously what Krishna says, you are simply jumping like an elephant. This is Krishna. First of all, you understand your position, what Krishna says. Then go ahead. You do not understand the basic principle of what Krishna says, and you are declaring yourself, I am reading Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita is my life, so on.
Would you say that this is a return to the Bhagavad Gita?
Yes. This culture is purely Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we have given its name, Krishna consciousness. What Krishna says, take it.
Is it somewhat similar to the...
We are preaching what Krishna says. Do not mind what others say. There may be similarities, there may not be similarities. It doesn't matter. But we are concerned with the instruction of what Krishna says. I have not to tell you what Krishna says and what you say. I have no business to do that. We are simply concerned what Krishna says. Now, if you like, you can tell. If you don't like, you tell your own mind. But we are speaking only on Krishna. So our lamentable subject is that India has got so great exalted knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, and the government has got cultural department in its. And all leaders, at least they are supposed to give support to Bhagavad Gita. Why they are not taking seriously and give it to them? And they are taking it seriously. My single attempt to preach the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, they are accepting it all over the world. Why not give it an organized way? All the Indian leaders, they are simply imitating, jumping like the Western people.
But there will be the accusation that being a secular state...
Secular, this is knowledge is knowledge.
Whether it is religious or secular.
We cannot compromise. Knowledge is knowledge. It cannot be changed because there is secular, secular and deep. Knowledge is knowledge. That's like this. Asmin dehe dehina. What is secular knowledge? It is knowledge for everyone. Within this body, the active principle is there. And if secular knowledge says, no, the active principle is outside. We have to accept it. Knowledge is not 2 + 2 is equal to everyone. Everywhere. It is 4.
But those who do not subscribe to this
view. Do not subscribe in this same fight. Shall we have to take it?
No, I agree. I agree.
Well, why would it be? This is nonsense. 2 + 2 = 4. It will be accepted by everyone, every scientist, every mathematician. And if by board, secular state, it is 5 or it is 3, shall we have to accept it? We have to accept knowledge as it is. Why do you say secular and not secular?
No, I think it is a question of accepting a concept.
No concept, it is science.
Because...
It is not... Why do you understand this? 2 plus 2 is science. It is not a concept.
I know that.
Yes.
But let us look at it this way. You are saying that Krishna is important, but somebody else says that somebody else is important. So there is...
That if Krishna is important, why should he not be taken? If somebody said no...
But somebody else says that Jack is important.
What is that somebody? Is he a scientist? Is he a philosopher? Is he an advisor?
No, he might...
Any lower class man say anything?
There are scholars from other religions also.
Then you do not understand the standpoint. We have to understand the active principle of life. So why other scholars will disagree? Then he is not a scholar. Let us come to the scientific point of view. We have to understand what is the active principle within this machine. It is equally important to all scholars. That we have to preach. They may say that your Krishna, how are these? No. That knowledge Krishna is giving it for everyone. And it is accepted by everyone. We are Christians, how they are accepted. I'm not blind them.
They are of all nationalities.
Right? Yes. Everyone. Any scientific man, any advanced in education.
Have you put any conditions?
No condition. Try to understand. Within this body, the active principle is there. What is condition? You try to understand if you have knowledge.
But a renunciation of something?
Again, why you are coming to renunciation? First of all, come to the knowledge. First of all, accept that within this body there is the active principle. Then whether it is required renunciation, non-renunciation, that we shall discuss later. First of all, we have to understand, as Krishna says in the very beginning, that asmin dehe devi. Within this body, there is the owner of the body. First of all, try to understand. He is speaking on that subject. Dehi, not on the deha. People should understand first of all the science. Then talk of other things. Then we say 2 plus 2 equals 4. No scholar will deny it. Yes, it is 4. Nobody, no rascal will say, no, it is 5. Nobody would do that. If it is science, if it is mathematics. Similarly, Krishna says, within this body, the owner of it will deny it. Let them accept it. Then we shall discuss what is that owner, what is the nature of that owner. First of all, let them accept it. They are accepting the machine and everything. Do you agree or not?
Yeah, but who is the owner of
it? Machine, if you take importance of the machine and not the machine driver, then what is your knowledge? If a dog is thinking, I'm a bulldog, dog. And if a man is thinking, I'm a nigger, dog. What is the difference? He's embarrassed with the machine body. And he is also embarrassed with the machine body. The dog is jumping, monkey is jumping with the machine body. And if he also imitates jumping like the dog and the monkey, so what is the difference? The human being is to understand that I am not this body. That is the first law. That is the first principle. Brahma Bhutta Prasannatma, Nasurta Sita Kanta, Samasya Rishu Bhutta Sumad Bhakti Yavadu. That is Brahma Jnana, Athaka Brahma Jnana. So these things are here in India. Instead of distributing, understanding these things, we are jumping like cats and dogs, like those things. canteen and four wheel dog race. These big, big buildings, they're like anteen. You know anteen? The ants also can make it big and stack up. But doesn't mean it is civilization to compete with the ant or run with the dog. Sometimes your car is there, your dog is running. There is a competition and the dog running. Is that civilization? Without understanding, the whole thing is going on, running on like that. Why India is so limited? India has got so much great exalted knowledge given by Krishna. India should learn it and teach it to the whole world. That is India's business. Paropokar. And that is being done in Krishna consciousness. Very important movement, very scientific movement. So, do not neglect it. Come and join, learn it, and give it to the world. This is perfect. Paropokar. Not to imitate them and jump like monkey and catch them.
All sorts of messages are going on.
All sorts of may go, but you must know the real message. That within this machine, the owner of the machine, the driver of the machine. All sorts of, there are 3,000 parts in the motor car. You have all sorts of knowledge about the parts of the car, and you do not know who is driving. Then what is this one? Every paper, every landed plan, everything is taken seriously and implemented. It is not meant for everyone. But still, there must be an institution to teach this the highest standard of knowledge to the human being. Why they should simply jump like cats and dogs? This is our mission. Don't try to imitate cats and dogs, but we, human beings, understand what is your position and cultivate that knowledge. That is nature's way. The evolutionary process. After 8,400,000 species of life, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that if you don't understand this opportunity, then nivartante nittu samsara bhartmani and all this. Aprapyama asadda dhana pusa dharma shasapalama. Those who are not interested in the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, the result will be will not understand me, God, and will again return to the cycle of birth and death.
That, but you know, how many people have the capability, as you say, they are jumping up and down?
Yes. So it is not for, you see, when we talk of diamond, it does not mean that everyone will be able to purchase it. But there must be diamond. Because there is no customer, many, very many customers. Diamond should be abolished.
No.
That is not. Similarly, how many men will understand or not, that is not the concern. But we have got in India such exalted knowledge. We must cultivate and distribute as far as possible. That is our duty. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat Bhumi Te Manusya. Janma Haila Dhyan. You understand Bengali?
No.
Anyone who has taken birth as human being in India, Janma Sarthak Kari Paro Paro Paro. first of all, make your life successful by understanding what is life and life is to be. This is Chaitanya. You have got this asset, you are neglected.
You started this 10 years ago. But why is it that when you were recognized, by others and not by this country?
Huh? They are so poor that they cannot purchase diamond. The diamond must be there. They are so poor hearted. Their education has been so poorly given that they cannot understand.
Poorly given?
Yes. That you are this body, jump like cats and dogs. What is rationalism? This is that you are this body, jump like cats and dogs.
Group, as a group of crows, gather together, crow, 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 crow.
That has been taught. Make group and grow.
Something is wrong.
Yeah. You don't find this word nationality in the Bhagavad Gita. Don't find. Can you find out this word? These are all borrowed words.
What is the alternative?
Huh? What is that? We are preaching international, everyone, welcome. Come to Krishna Consciousness. That is being done. Real United Nations. There is Christian, there is Jew, there is African, there is Mohammedan, there is everyone. Worldwide. That is real United Nations. They have no conception. If they have a thought that I am American, then why is the planet poor Indian like me? Indians are known in outside India as poverty stricken. And that's a fact.
Yes?
Poverty stricken.
Poverty stricken.
And that's a fact. So why he should come? The person born of poverty stricken. Actually, we are not poverty stricken. If we cultivate our own standard of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, then we are the richest and we can give to the whole world. Get. That's what it is. And then you welcome. That is glorified. Yes. Prestige. This is all. I am trying to.
How are you trying?
India is not poverty state. India can give it something which will glorify her life. That is my attitude. I do not say India is poverty state. I say India is the richest to give it, take it. So we have no such concern as India. We are concerned with the living entities. We have no such stagnant idea. Stagnation. We have no such idea. Chaitanya, Bharat Bhumi te hoila manushya jnanam. Bharat Bhumi manushya. Manushya means man. It's different from Maharaj. Therefore, he should know what is his position.
make his life successful and distribute the knowledge. Because they are in India. This should be India's position. Teacher of the whole world. Not bigger.
Support as you wanted. People have not taken sufficient interest in this distribution.
Because they have been taught like that.
Taught to receive, not to give?
Yes. They have been taught to become group of dogs and grow. That's all. This political party.
You are against politicians?
Huh?
You are against politicians?
No. We are not against, neither for. But these things will go on. This is going on since the creation. But that will not help.
But they are in charge of
there things. There had been in other countries, there had been Napoleon, there had been Hitler, there had been Mussolini, there had been Churchill in India. Also, we had many leaders, like Gandhi and others. So what contribution is there? People are suffering.
But you yourself were involved in some of the movements.
Huh?
You yourself were involved in some of the movements.
Yes. It is not movement. It is knowledge. It is not artificial movement. It is knowledge, real knowledge. That you are not this body. You are not this machine. It is knowledge. It is meant for everyone. But you take an artificial movement. It is not. It is knowledge. And it is your duty to give knowledge to people. If you have got any knowledge, all scientists do that. It is not movement. When a scientist goes all over the world and gives about his discovery, it is not movement. It is scientific knowledge. Movement is you create something and make your followers. That is movement. It is not like that. It is scientific knowledge that you are not this body. That is the beginning of the world. Those are fortunate elections. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. We are neglecting. Although we are getting photographed with Bhagavad Gita. Actually understand Bhagavad Gita and distribute the knowledge. That is all.
But are there anything, isn't that something more fundamental than that?
But there are many things, they are all subordinate. Somebody understand the body and the owner of the body. And the body, there are so many things. Similarly, the owner of the body, greater number of things to know. First of all, try to understand the beginning. That you are not this body. That is the fundamental understanding. Then you understand what is the composition of the body and what is composition. First knowledge is lacking. Mistake, I am this body. The sharp over the problem in heart. They are accepting this body as Atma. Apusatam Atma. We have written so many books. 84 books. We are living in the Western world. They are taking.
Yes, Russia. I was told.
Russia also, they are taking. So gradually, they will tell, they are intelligent. And we are neglected. This is our misfortune. Or misled.
By whom?
We are neglecting. By the leaders. They do not know what is Bhagavad Gita. And they are professing as scholar and Bhagavad Gita. They do not know what is the distinction between the body and the owner. first lesson of Bhagavad Gita, they don't understand. Then what do they understand Bhagavad Gita? This is the first lesson.
What is the solution?
Solution is learn it.
No, but if they don't want to do it.
They don't want to let them go to hell. What can be done? If you want to cut your own throat, you can do it. You can say it. But our duty is don't make suicide. You must go on saying that. But if you commit suicide, that is your duty. We shall go on. This is suicidal policy. You live like cats and dogs and jump like that. Using the opportunity of human being, where you can understand, Adhara Brahma Jindara, this is Vidhara. You're neglecting, you can neglect it. You go to hell. Krishna says, Mama Prapa, you will, Asadda Dhana Purusha, Dharma Shasa Paranta. Mama Prapya Nivartante Mithu Samsara. They do not know what is the risk of Mithu Samsara Bhatma. After all, you have to die. After death, if you become a tree in front of my house, you can check it. It's law of nature. You cannot check it. Then what will be your position? Stand up. Thousands of years in one place. So risky. Do not understand. You do not discuss these things in the Bhagavad Gita. Still, that's all I should go for. Right comment on Hinjika. So many things to be learned from Bhagavad Gita, they do not understand. And they're writing comment, misleading others. It is clear. Dharma Khetri Kuru Khetri Samavir, it is clear. They comment, they make some bogus meaning.
Interpretation.
Yeah. Spoil their own life and spoil others. The meaning is clear, and these rascals are thinking the meaning is not clear. Krishna left for me to clear this. Such a rascals, they are touching me. As if Krishna left for him to clear me. These rubbish things we want to stop. Of course, it's not possible. Maryadas are. But we are trying. We cannot make any compromise. Therefore, Krishna offers. What Krishna said? That is a pact. You are completely under the grip of material nature. Prakita Kriyamana, Gunai Karmani. You are declaring independent. Ahangara Vimurata Karta. This thing is false. Ahangara. Egotism. Nature and world slap. Girl, Indira Gandhi is so powerful, one slap, get out. What can you do? One slap is sufficient. They do not understand. Jump. Under the control of Prakriti. And Prakriti is under the control of say in a political issue, there is a chara. They do not discuss this. It's still there, scholar in Bhagavad Gita. Simply picking up some words. Then we can say. Is that scholarship? They do not read in the whole Bhagavad Gita. Neither they understand.
But is interpretation necessary or not?
Why interpretation?
Some passages may not be, may not be able to understand it.
This is a terrible part. What is interpretation?
No,
and everyone knows that this is a terrible part. So what is interpretation? Interpretation depends when you do not understand it.
Is it that simple and clear to everybody?
That is the way of interpretation. Amongst the learned circle, interpretation required when the things are not clear. If the things are clear, why nonsense interpretation? There is no need of interpretation. Dhamma khatre kuru khatre. Kuru khatre is still there. And people go there for pilgrimage. And in the Vedas it is stated, Kurukshetra is Dhammavasa. Go to Kurukshetra and perform ritualistic ceremony. What is the difficulty? Why should I interpret Kurukshetra means this, Dhammavasa means that? Why? To mislead others and mislead others. This is not required. But they're doing it. That is misleading. If you can interpret Bhagavad Gita by your own interpretation, then what is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? Everyone can do it. Everyone can say, it is my interpretation. And where is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? These things should be stopped. Here Bhagavad Gita should be studied. People should make light of Bhagavad Gita and preach all of it. This is all.
Can I change the subject now? Can I change the subject now? Something different.
Yeah.
About the...
Oh, yeah.
You have laid some conditions in this...
No condition. Study Bhagavad Gita. Make your life...
No, for example, the saffron robe. The
that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
And the shaving of the head.
Yes.
With the little...
Vannasram. Vannasram. This is asram. This is sannyasi. Must take you.
And the avoidance of...
Chaturbarnam maya sistam gunagan madhubhaka. So, just like if you become a police officer, you must take the dress.
The uniform.
Yes.
No, but say the avoidance of tea and coffee and all that.
Yes.
Is something wrong with tea?
Yes. It is sinful. Pana.
By itself it is not bad.
Itself is bad, sinful.
It's a neutral thing, see?
You say, but Shastra says, Sriyasuna Pana Dhuta, four kinds of sinful activity. Illicit sex, pana, intoxication, the cha pana, pani. See, it is intoxicating. Therefore, it is sinful.
And what is the fourth?
Sriyasuna and jivihinsa. Unnecessary, killing animals.
And therefore, vegetarianism? Is that why vegetarianism is...
First of all, we try to understand the principle. These are the four principles of sinful life. You should avoid. That is it. Unless you are free from sinful activity, you cannot understand Krishna. Jesam Chuantavatam Papam Jananam Punnakarmana Tejandamahavimma.
What is the meaning of that?
Anyone who is completely free from sinful activities, he can understand. If you are engaged in sinful activities, how you will understand Krishna? Therefore, these things are forbidden. Don't do this. Understand Krishna. Mansanam sahasresu kaschit dhavrishit jatatam vishit dhyanam kaschit netinam prabhu.
I don't understand.
You don't understand? That's what I say. You become a student. Understand it. That is our institution.
I try to understand, but I drink coffee and tea.
Because you are not being taught by proper teacher.
That is
not your fault. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vivacchare. This is very interesting. Therefore, our brahmachari system, first of all, one becomes brahmachari. Brahmachari guru grihe vasantanta guru ritam. These things are, everything is there. We don't take advantage of this knowledge. We are after the running dogs, that's all.
There are several millions like me.
That does not mean, several zero does not mean one. Millions of zero does not mean one. Zero is zero. Several millions of zeros adding, you cannot make one. One is different. If you want after zero, go on. But if you after one, mamekam sarvam, then you are good. Sarvadharmam pati. Don't after me, zeros. Mame kavam. If you after zeros, that is your business. Krishna says, come after one.
Okay. So you say one, you mean the...
One means Krishna.
Yes, I know. But what about the rest in the pantheon? There are hundreds in the...
Why are you concerned? If you become perfect by one, why you have to so many things? Mahutva sarva papitva mukta shakma. So we have taken that one. We are not after zeros. Ask these boys to come after zeros and bribe them millions of dollars, they will be refused. No, we have to one person. We have been trained. Swing big yate, son of the big yatam. There, it is these big books, 84 book, only on Krishna. Now it is recognized by the Krishna movement, it is genuine.
Yes, I saw the review in the Time and Times of India also. There was a lot of controversy there. It was called the brainwashing and all.
There are so many accusations. Now the court has enough.
No, but you don't require the recognition of any god, do you?
You require. I don't. You require.
Until then, there is a doubt.
Yes. Because you are after the court, after the judge. We are not after anyone. We are after one Krishna. That's all. For you, it is coming. We know what our duty is. But last 12 years, there are so many impediments. We did not stop. There was so much harassment.
Where? Here in this country?
No, here.
In the United States?
Oh yes, they are kidnapped, they are taken by courts and so on.
No, I think the opposition comes because of...
Opposition comes because there was some strength.
Induced.
Strength of this movement. Therefore, there was
no, I think the complaint was of families.
Whatever it
means, families and things like that.
They felt the strength. In Bengali, it is called Chapolle Babbole.
What do you mean
of
that?
Meaning means when there is some wet, is a bop. So now they are feeling the wet of this Hare Krishna movement.
They were afraid of something?
Oh yes.
Why?
Because the young men are taking.
No, but how does it...
It is not so called the yoga system, meditation. It is not. Young men, they are telling. They are preaching, they are sacrificing their life. So they are intelligent person. They can understand. That is, it will not die. It is not old man's recreation.
Yeah, but you are responsible for it.
I am not personally responsible. I am just distributing. My duty is to distribute.
Would you call yourself a guru?
Yes, I am guru.
Because there are others who call themselves Bhagwan.
Let them call.
Are you a Bhagwan?
Again, guru is not Bhagwan. Guru is the servant.
Servant of. Are you happy with the way the movement has really spread?
Why not? Because I am giving the standard movement. I'm not manufacturing anything. I'm giving what is said by Krishna and just distributing. Why shall I be happy? I'm not manufacturing anything. That is not my duty.
Are others doing?
Yes, they are manufacturing. They have to do artificial. My things are ready. I am simply distributing. Why shall I not be happy? If you do something artificially, you have to manual. I am not. My things are ready.
How is your health now?
Not good. Health and no health, it is the outward, the machine. That doesn't matter. But if it is a good machine running, it helps. Otherwise, machine good or bad, it doesn't matter if the machine dies.
What happens when the machine stops?
It changes. Sane andra.
What is the meaning of that?
Means if your machine is stopped, you take another machine. That's all. Born again. Not that your wife is. You are the one. Take another machine. Actually, do that. Why should I do it? Oh, machine is gone. Therefore, Krishna said, Asachyana Nusavchastra. You have been lamenting for the machine. Nonsense. This is not Pandit Krishna. Nanu Pandita Asana. Machine is gone. Take another. That's all. Go.
What is your day like, typical day? In the morning, what time do you get up? No, your day, how do you spend the day?
How can I say? I have got so many engagements.
No, do you receive visitors most of the time or do you do a lot of
visitors? No. I sometimes receive important people. It's like you are editor, if you understand that you will die, there is so many men, many people. Therefore,
do you take interest in the political happenings?
That will go on.
No, but do you take interest?
Indira Gandhi goes, Sanatana Gandhi comes, Sanatana Gandhi goes, Sanatana Gandhi comes. That is the history, old history. There is nothing new. Puna puna chad vita charmana. Chewing the chew. Politics means chewing the chew.
Chewing the?
Chewing the something just like sugar cane. We have chewed it, taken all the juice, we have thrown it out, another man has chewed it. It is like that. Indira Gandhi also promised so many things, and she is now out, and somebody is speaking something.
Morarji.
Anyone. And someday, you will not be there, somebody will come. That is the history of the whole world. But that will not benefit the human politics. It is humanity. This knowledge makes the solution of that. They in us suffering in this material condition and delivered from this. That's the reputation of history.
But it has been going on for quite some time. It
is going on, but time immemorial. But that is not the solution.
They have seemed to have more control over people than others. When a person is in power, his
what
action
kind of
can affect so many people.
What kind of people?
Cats and dogs.
That's all. Subhi, Brahma, they have been described in the Bhagavata as dogs, camels, asses and hogs. Subhi, Brahma, Ustri. Samstuta Purusha Pasu, leader of ox, dogs, camel, and all. Our civilization, Brahminika, Brahman, that is what.
Is that good or bad?
That is good, unless you become Brahman. Real Brahman, Namo Rama Kadita, how do you understand? They are not funny. Ox, dogs, cats. Therefore it is sometimes said, without becoming Brahman or Odis, to try to understand Vedas. But do you understand? Param Sattam Dhimai. Dhimai, this word is used because it is meant for the Brahman. Om Bhurvasya Sarva. Dhimai. Dhimai is that word. It is chanted by the Brahman. That word is used in Bhagavad.
So Prabhupada, I wanted to suggest that if he has some further questions, he could try to answer them, and then if there's still some unremaining questions.
He has no answer on this spiritual matter. He may ask me some political, we have no concern.
No, there are a few other questions regarding the society.
Andaman girlfriends in the age. That we are teaching about the owner of the world.
No, but what we are in the outside world, I am not in the society. What I see outside is totally... You see, when I see a group of young people like these boys, as you say, dancing on the street, it is something jarring to my eyes. I'm not used to it. What is the necessity for the chant and the...
That
the
is going on one man's food and another man's body.
No, no, there is a purpose behind it.
Yeah. Sometimes that is the way. That is the way.
To
spiritual understanding in this age. Ecstatic. Ramanam Gitam, you have to follow. Baby kingdoms. Krishna Gitam Gana Natpana Paro. Utkitam Gana Natpana Paro.
So, by looking at him, you are trying to arouse the interest of the people or? Curiosity?
You can take interest in so many ways. If you are not interested in that, you read books. Are you not interested in reading books? You did. There were many ways. That is for mass of people. Class of people who want to understand this moment through science, philosophy. Come on, read this book.
One of the conditions is illicit sex.
That is simple. Don't you see illicit sex? What havoc it has done?
What exactly do you mean?
Illicit sex. Do you think it is?
Outside marriage, you
mean? Yeah. Not only outside marriage, during marriage, you cannot have sex as you like. Must have sex according to the regulatory principle of religious.
Could you explain?
Yeah, just like only for begetting nice children.
For begetting?
Nice children.
Good children.
What is the meaning of good children?
Good children means not these rogues and thieves, but one who can understand God. That is good children.
Is the parents' responsibility?
It is. Garbhadhan, sanskar. It is not secret matter. When father goes to beget child, he has to perform ritualistic ceremonies in the presence of relative brahmana. They will understand that he is going now to beget child. It is not a secret. That is Garbhadhan. And if he is a Brahmana family, the Godfather and Sanskar is not observed, then immediately becomes a Shudra.
What is not a secret thing?
Secret, that's why you go and you have sex with wife, secret. Mm-hmm. It is not secret.
There's a ceremony.
Yes. It's a ceremony.
No, but don't you think that the children should be given freedom to choose voluntarily?
Do you want to give freedom to your children?
No, I'm asking you.
What is the use of giving freedom to a child with a razor? You cut his throat, that's all.
But at a later age, perhaps, when he is mature?
Later age, yes. That is in the, when the child is 16 years old, we can give him freedom. Not before. Dharay panchavarsani dasavarsani dharay prapti tu surasavarsi putram mitravat achare. This is moral instruction of Chanakya. Up to 5 years, don't chastise, don't take any action. Let him be free, whatever he likes, let him do. Then after 5 years, after 10 years, he must be very strict. Then 5 years and 10 years, 15 years. And when he's 16 years, treat him like a friend. Prapti to Sonasrivarsi, putram mitravat achare. At that time, no stricture, there's no bread. Many, many. from 5th year to 15th year, you should chastise the sons and disciples just like tiger. You'll be up like tiger.
Using the stick.
Yeah.
That's how you train those children.
Did you get?
Yes, by Prabhupada. Even though we were not 5 years old, he treats us just as if we were five. Because spiritually, we're still like that. So he's very strict with us.
All this while, chastise me. It's a little mistake.
We are afraid.
What is your message to the world?
Again, you have
I wanted to know.
Satkanda Ramayana Pura Siddha Garbha.
Yes, I know.
After reading Ramayana, you are asking whose father is Sita.
No, you don't worry about it. It's my job.
It's very important.
Yeah, I think he will read out the article when it appears. Could you do that?
We'll bring the article to you. It's coming this way next week.
Within the next 2-3 weeks, depending on the availability of space.
So print some of this philosophy.
Yeah, but we have to put it so simply because our readers may not be able to understand.
Yeah.
And I don't know Sanskrit either. I mean, I haven't just been in school.
Give him some
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes.